It's Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. Well, the weekend can't start soon enough. Hippo editor Amy Diaz has already made some plans for you and maybe for the kids, too. She's here with New Hampshire this weekend. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
All right, let's first, we'll get to what to do for school vacation week, although many of the kids have been home anyway because of all the snow days. But first up, your own version of, our own version, I should say, of the red carpet.
Yes. So for a lot of us out there in movie land, this is the big game weekend on which everything depends. Well, nothing in my life, but so much seems to depend. It's Oscar weekend. The Oscars air on Sunday. And just like kind of watching a big sports game, it might be fun to go watch with people.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing their annual red carpet viewing party over at Red River Theaters in Concord.
How long have they done this now?
Several years. They've been doing this for a long time. And so the part that I think of as the pretty dress part, the red carpet coverage, begins at 7, and that's when the event starts. So you can go. They say dress to impress, so you can pull out your ball gown, your cocktail dress, a little, you know, excuse to wear something other than snowshoes,
yeah.
I think.
And that, we need that at this time of year.
Exactly. You can go. They have prop bags that include things like scorecards, so you can keep track of who you want to win and who actually wins. They're going to have some champagne because, you know, it's Hollywood.
Of course.
And some treats and then just, you know, trivia and kind of fun throughout the night to enjoy this big event.
Yeah, glamorous times in downtown Concord.
Exactly.
Okay. What if you want to actually see a show? You have any recommendations?
Well, you know, the Palace Theater is beginning their production of West Side Story. Opening night is actually tonight, Friday, and it runs through March 7th, and there are Friday and Saturday evening shows, some Saturday and Sunday matinees, and I think a Thursday show in there. So lots of chances to catch that, you know, very classic musical.
All right. Okay, we're heading into vacation week for many schools in the state, and the Hippo had a story last week about winter vacation camps. I think a lot of listeners may not have considered that before.
Yes, and you know, it's funny. This week we actually have our big summer vacation camp story, and it's weird to think that you might be at the same time thinking about what to do in July and what to do next week.
Right.
But you do kind of for summer. You have to plan in advance, especially if you want to get the weeks you want.
Because camps just sell out so quickly.
Exactly, and there's a lot more scheduling and sort of rigid schedules involved with summer. For vacation week, there's still a chance today. I talked to a lot of people who said, you know, yes, call Friday, because, you know, some people were kind of nearing being filled up, but they said there are still some spots, and you just kind of never know with vacation camp. And then the more flexible your schedule is, your work schedule, for example, the more opportunities you have to get your kids in something to, if nothing else, get them out of the house and off the couch.
So what are some specific examples of winter camps for next week?
Well, you know, I was talking to the Children's Museum of New Hampshire, and they have an Inventor Challenge Camp, and this is a good camp if you're looking for something, just something to kind of break up the week, because this only runs Tuesday through Thursday, 9:15 to 2 p.m. So again, not the whole work day, but if you have some flexibility, gives the kids something to do. The bulk of the camp is that the kids will get these problems and they'll get to invent things to kind of solve different problems. What I thought was kind of cool was that the kids get there at about 9:15. The museum doesn't open till the public until 10. So they get about 45 minutes to just sort of be crazy and run around and get out all that kid energy. And that was actually a part of a couple of the different camps I talked to over at the Audubon. They have some camps where, weather permitting, they go outside twice a day. So again, your kids get to go outside and maybe go on a little hike or a snowshoe hike or just play in the snow. And
be active.
Exactly. Be active outside and get that energy out so that, you know, they don't come home crazed.
What is the age range we're talking about here for these camps?
Well, you know, it's interesting. It's a little bit tighter than it is in summer. In summer, you can find things for as young as preschool and then definitely into high school. For the camps that we listed, at least for vacation camps, it was really pretty much kindergarten through eighth grade.
We'll have links and more info about those camps and, of course, the other events we talked about at nhpr.org. Hippo editor Amy Diaz, always good to see you.
Thanks so much and have a great weekend and vacation week.